Questions regarding the recent events at military installations in North America are linked to deactivation of artifacts that were removed from their places, mostly ancient deposits kept by the people of the Middle East as sacred, and wrongly required for scientific research. Besides the fact that they have been the subject of thousands of dead infanticide wars promoted with the sole aim of getting hold of these artifacts. A great shame of your elites. I'll only mention this subject one last time. On statements of such a galactic federation, the word federation is not used in any way to determine breeds sovereign of independent planets. A federation can gather only colonies of different races on the same planet. In a galactic level, there are only communities that are free to access the planets at level 1 of the third dimension and that wish to join. No sovereign planet is bound to be part of a community, unlike a federation. Therefore, I can tell you that there is no kind of federation when talking about races and autonomous planets. Saying the last time the planet will not go for a fourth or fifth or any other dimension. This is a third dimension universe, and everything is still here in the third dimension. That makes sense to you? And another thing that I also speak for the last time, there is no interaction between the third and fourth dimension, there is no multidimensional interaction, it is a romantic reverie of your pseudo-scientific community. There are 10 levels in the third dimension that are easily confused with other dimensions. Everything that your pseudo-scientific community cannot explain converges to this story of multidimensional. The only interaction with the fourth dimension is when you're disembodied, in a different quantum state. Do not be deceived anymore by those poorly formulated terms. Regarding the beginning of the physical changes of the planet, follow the weather, you will understand where the new poles will run, pay attention to your oceans. They will be the first to manifest as a result of the tectonic pressure reliefs and large demonstrations of strength of thine atmosphere. The holes in your magnetosphere caused by the interaction of forces with your sun, possible strong energy emissions as a result of alignments that will add the gravitational tunnels of various planets of the system during this period will cause changes in temperature that may vary more than 50 degrees centigrade during the same day in some parts of the world. And it can disrupt your electrical and electronic systems, for certain periods, days or months. Regional populations must adapt to these realities passing, until to stabilize the planet again. This news you guys will not have in your routine media. Be prepared. Do you remember many months ago when I talked about thrusters installed on the moon for possible maneuvers? Well, these thrusters will be tested by these days, in the case of the world's oceans behave so as to cause major extinctions moon will be used to offset the oceanic movements. If it is actually used, you will be able to observe your moon maneuvering in different orbits until it stabilizes again depending on the final position of the resulting tilt of the planet. You will have news of meteors entering your atmosphere. More dangerously in places where the distortion of the layer causes a smaller thickness, and even news about fake alien attacks can be run on your official media. Another thing that I consider important to say, aliens are not fallen demons nor are fallen angels, quite the contrary, all who travel by spaceships in the universe are much more developed than any earthling that's still based on novels transformed into rules of life through your old but active religions. And not in his own consciousness. As I said in the beginning, many groups will be relocated fading in the air as many are already disappearing. Be sure that we'll be here, we will not leave you alone. Video 112, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A video 112 A January 24, 2014. Answers to questions accumulated by many incoming emails. Mythy. There is a theory that the solar system travels through space like a spiral, is this a valid theory? Chasing our sun. GIF, friends, it is easy to visualize this response. Just imagine you observing a galaxy outside of it, there is billions of stars, with trillions of planets revolving around them, each solar system with random angles of rotation and tilt with respect to the equatorial plane of rotation of the galaxy in question. If this theory were true, each of them would be walking the spiral shape in a random direction of its rotational plane. Can you imagine the chaos that would be? And honestly, This is so illogical that can easily be disproved. Thousands of years ago, colonies as the Sumerians, Mayans and countless other cultures observed and mapped the celestial bodies that surround your solar system, and the positions of these celestial bodies remains the same, discounted the declinations of the movement of your solar system with respect to its position in the galaxy, orbiting Alcyone binary system every approximately 24,200 years. Imagine each solar system like a top, running in the vacuum, following the movement inherent to the galaxy which belongs in any position he is running horizontally, vertically or at any angle relative to the plane of the galaxy, so it will stay. This is the most baseless theory that I have answered for you. Mithy, as you already mentioned a few times the separation of the wheat and the tares, how will this affect our future? The Community Galactica has the entire population of the planet currently mapped. The signatures of all those who are expected to continue or return to the planet to the new phase is now being finalized. All volunteers, all who are able to pass to the level 1 or are already experiencing, are on a special list. The others will be transferred to their new places of development. This should be a great society when integrated, definitely the interstellar community. Mithy, can we do something to activate our pineal gland or our third eye? About the pineal gland or third eye you are discussing, it will only be activated by interaction with the new frequencies of the solar system, is a situation in which the quantum energy existing in the bodies of the third dimension can naturally turn this new sense of perception. It is no use trying to decontaminate or decalcify or anything else in the physical environment. It's how you fix your cell phone but have nowhere to connect it to charge the battery. You may be looking at it but will not get used to call. As I said earlier, is not only a gland that makes a difference, but a range of changes in your DNA that will provide the harmonious functioning of your brain as a whole. Everything has its time and the right time to start working. Mithy, you with all the technology available could neutralize radioactive Fukushima disaster to prevent of a greater harm? Well, it would be possible but not likely. Until the changes that are coming are finalized, dozens of Fukushimas will be added to this disaster. Your rulers are not giving due importance to all the warnings that were given, and this will result in more problems for those who remain after such finalization. The remaining societies helped by us will not suffer from the problem, which directly contradicts the directive of the planet depopulation scheduled by your elites. Do not confuse things. The societies that will be helped are not necessarily levels 1. The question of whether or not be level 1 is a personal issue for each one. We did not get on the merits of this issue. When the dust settled down, everything will be restored, including your fauna and flora. Your elite no longer will be, and a new society will flourish in a renovated and improved planet. Even though the core of the planet heats up to the point of causing a major disaster like the explosion of a supervolcano causing a decade of ice age or an asteroid falling into the ocean causing big tsunami, the society will be protected and will thrive once released from the abusive control of your elites once and for all. Friends, many of your religious fanatics still looking for a link from your religious novels with an advertised end of time, citing conspiracies, demonic possessions, breaks in the connection with God, interdimensional interference, etc. What can we tell them? I can say that all this are nothing but conspiracies generated by an endless indoctrination which the elites submitted you as a society. Actually, everything is much simpler than that, and conscientization of your position in relation to the universe will make you see that all is in you, God is in each one. Each one makes his own path. Depends only on whether or not each one be more in touch with the Creator through the conscience. Be assured that nothing can reach your consciousness, it is individual and indestructible. Being in balance with your conscience, you will automatically be prepared for any event that may happen in the physical world, so be prepared to help and guide others near you when any adverse situation to manifest. The saying that you utilize saying hope is the last to die is wrong. Hope will never die because it will follow you and your conscience to which you migrate on this vast universe. Video 113, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, A Video 113, A February 21, 2014. Mithy. The lack of news has left friends somewhat apprehensive. Could you get ahead of anything else at this timeline of the events? Friends, I can forward you some information on the planned realignment that Community Galactica is dealing with, of which we had some access. Three planets in the system should be adjusted on new orbits in comfortable zone for colonization with humanoid life. Beyond Earth, and Taos, the planets Mars and Venus should be realigned to humanoid comfort zone. That is, three new habitable planets beyond Earth will be an integral part of the system with life bearable in your solar system. See, these data are unofficial. We do not know the exact ways that scientists will use to this big operation, but big objects were sent to be part of this operation of orbital realignment. This involves the realignment of all the other planets of the system to new orbits, so there is a natural equilibrium of the new arrangement. Can you imagine how the precision and the number of forces that will be necessary to realign the great Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune to integrate new partners into the system without major traumas? But friends, whether this is a key year for completion of changes, be assured that we are here to support communities. The planet Earth will never be the same, its crust will be remodeled for the new configuration of the planet. When you throw a stone into a lagoon, dozens of rings are formed and propagate in progression until they become large and weak to the point of disappearing. Such a change in the system will cause reactions that propagate long after the rearrangement itself. During this period, your societies will take advantage to rearrange the planet for this new reality, with the help of many friends who will be officially presented to you in the course of those times. Many of these large objects will be noticed by you circling the solar system during these times. Very heavy equipment will be working here until things stabilize. The Sun will respond to gravitational stimuli caused by these changes, but everything is calculated to have less direct impact on the humanoid life on planet Earth. Unfortunately, much of your flora and fauna will be lost momentarily, especially those beings who depend on geomagnetic orientation. The only way things may get out of control will be if some insane principles of your society opt for cause natural disasters. In order to eliminate the population to prevent that, we can help these people in the resumption of the planet. This is the major motivation of your elites to decrease the population, to reduce the chances of societies or ethnic groups that they may not wish to be ahead of the development of the next phase of the planet. The less people available, the easier it is for them to control the planet with the chosen by them. Therefore, be attentive to any false flag, false events, and false information. Do not count on the help of your governments. Try to organize civilly with your friends, family and communities if possible. You have the free will to plan and prepare for any period of difficulties they try to make you pass. Chances of you receiving help in these times will be quite large, especially for those who are aware and prepared to recognize it. Have you noticed that your government has no more moral conditions of concealing facts as had at other times? More and more researchers begin to talk and tell you about the facts that cannot be glossed over. The arrival of new objects inside the solar system will not be possible to be omitted or contradicted, even that those responsible for information being eliminated. Therefore, the elite is no longer able to cover up the facts, and you will have the time to take precautions and review your concepts to be part of this great transformation as adders, integrated in the development planned for this new age. Your people are losing perspective, your young people are aimless, you are increasingly in the hands of a few, depending your social life and your interests based on communication and consumption that are increasingly smaller options. Imagine that you are being directed to a funnel, which will be impossible to leave if you would like to survive socially. This type of targeting is all they want, and if they do not stop by the force of events, you are doomed to live in the funnel, to grow in the funnel and to die in the funnel, a funnel with the outlet ever more closely targeted to the interests of few. Mithy, the NASA activities are suspended with respect to manned flights in our orbit. You believe that they are planning some other kind of action by installing powerful lasers in large aircraft, navy ships and even in the ISS? Well, In the first phase of the space program with Challenger vehicles, they seized improperly an stellar monolith marking, which was in orbit. This was considered a deliberate act of theft technology, as the monolith was a scientific unit of the Community Galactica. In 2003 already with Columbia vehicles, there was an attempt to overthrow the ship that you call Black Knight, aiming to explore technology after recovering the ship down on the surface of Antarctica. They wanted to install an explosive charge that would take the spacecraft from its orbit of 13,000 years defined by the researchers of Epsilon Bo 8 Tilde Pilcrotis. They were prevented by the force field, and even having been warned, they were instructed to blow multiple loads in perimeter of the field strength in an attempt to destabilize the spacecraft. Failure to follow the warnings had drastic consequences, as you know. From this fact, your governments were reported for not returning to travel on the orbiter until the new social policy is established on the planet. All flights, manned or unmanned, will be escorted by Pleiadians patrols to prevent that, cause no major problems or carry weapons of any kind. Your primitive space station has been repeatedly protected from being destroyed by the intervention of those patrol ships, because without any force field it is subject to disintegrate by the simple shock of your own trash, or micrometeors that currently abound in the system. With respect to your laser cannons, not even cause cracks in the paint of any spacecraft. Do not forget that any spacecraft moving here can get a few miles of your sun without being affected. All have impenetrable force fields, far beyond what your scientific imagination can suppose. About maze of very ancient tunnels and old bases that exist on your planet. They were made by way of forming channels of communication between different cultures, where ships service driving along without interfering with other cultures and even with reptilians hunters who swarmed the planet hunts primitive reptiles. We are talking about the time when the dinosaurs had not yet left the planet before the last ice age. These tunnels exist on Mars, Moon, and thousands of other planets for colonization or simple mining process. Much equipment was left in these mazes by civilizations who researched and cultivated colonies here on Earth. Most were left and persist still protected by some type of field to avoid being removed by unwary. Today there are no more conflicts in this quadrant that justifies the use of these tunnels systems here on your planet, so they are totally abandoned and may have been interrupted by tectonic movements long ago. Even though technology has long outdated and archaic, are far ahead of yours, for you have an idea how you guys are still at the beginning of the path. With respect to the planet and its changes taking place, I believe I do not need to repeat all that has been said to you earlier. I already gave all necessary guidelines to good perceivers like you. Natural disasters are the destination, but the worst disaster you will have to deal with, will be your governments. Lots of insane people are in charge of your societies. It is with them that you have to be careful to dodge the smartest way possible. There are just laws used for the common good and unjust laws that seek to perpetuate the social subservience. These should not be followed or accepted by the conscious of the planet. Do not forget at any moment that friends will be here, ready to assist the restart of your new society, in a renovated planet. Special report, I do not intend to make a video about it. The visit, well friends, as some of you already know about it, so I decided to tell some details of the visit I made to the interior of a service spacecraft of the fleet from Mantuk, Andromeda. I do not enjoy sharing my experiences, because sometimes they sound unreal through even to myself. How much more for those who are reading this? But even that is hard to believe, each decides by your inner self about it. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Late last year, I was discussing a relocation of a former member of an alien team that has been lost in our society as we have done several times, when Mithy told me he had to return to the ship for some time for some unfinished business. I've said goodbye when he asked if I wanted to go with him there for a few minutes. Well, I did not believe it at first because I had tried to force this bar on other occasions over last 3 year without success, but he said, it's okay. I told the staff that would take you there to know. He was smart and took me by surprise, leaving no room for me to discuss the possibility of being able to carry a camera with me. When I least expected it, I was in a small reception area where the roof seemed to be entirely material emitting environment light. When I finally realized that I had been transported, I had a sudden pressure drop, and minutes later I was lying on a kind of litter, with a small medical touching my shoulder. She had a very sweet look, only then I realized how much Mithy was ugly for the standards of themselves. Hee hee. A little joke. Because I know he will read this story in any way. So, I immediately got up feeling completely well, and as an engineer, began to examine everything, trying to understand the internal dynamics of that place. We enter a hall that looked more like a tropical living room, octagonal format, with places to sit, a very comfortable lighting, and several plants in translucent balls with water or other fluid, very pretty looking, and different kinds of flowers in every corner. I could not imagine that kind of environment was within a small saucer. Well, when I thought about going to one or at most two cozy to know everything, I realized that I was onto something huge, with many runners, several rooms, dormitories and antechambers. Any wiring, piping, buttons or controls, none of that. Everything is controlled mentally. I noticed about 18 people in total, at least 3 different races, all very friendly. Some of them made it out to take my hand and greet me as Mithy told them that we do here ... One of them, that Mithy introduced me as an engineer of the crew named Aotacido, explained to me that everything there is molecularly programmed, and responds to mental commands of those responsible for certain functions in the crew. He took me to meet the machine room, and all I saw were 8 metallic half-globes with a bigger in the center, and any control panel or noise in the room. A real disappointment for a zero-level engineer. I asked to see the control room and he took me there. There was a panel finally, but to my disappointment there were no buttons or lights flashing, or levers or joysticks. The operator passed his hand over a small brand and the ceiling went from metal to a special plasmic stage, and became transparent as crystal, and can see everything that was going on outside the ship, and that was when I realized we were submerged in the ocean. When I looked at the floor was also transparent, that is, as he commanded the whole room was becoming transparent, as if we were floating in a glass bubble, with 360-degree vertical and horizontal view. We could see everything outside of spaceship, could observe each and every detail of the external environment. Surreal thing. In that panel, there was a round frame like a large 2 meters metal hoop that I remembered having seen in several other rooms. I asked about it and he requested me to ask something to the system. I asked about the factory of spaceships and a 3D image started forming. I could clearly see the planet, and the system took me to the factory where they were being assembled hundreds of ships of several formats. I felt myself lost in space. Then I saw the house where Mithy lives, and the whole neighborhood. I would not leave it there for anything, the more to come to study this piece of rock with its ignorant dance. But that is why they are level 5, after all. Suddenly I felt some interesting aroma, resembling a bit like vanilla, so I asked about food, where they kept food stocks, what kind they had there, and some explained to me that the food is not there. They have a terminal in the dining rooms that literally materializes the food that you want, and this food comes from station supplies specific to each planet of any of the breeds that are working on the spacecraft. That is, the other side of that machine is a permanent portal to anywhere you belong to. Unimaginable. When I realized that the time was passing, I asked how everything could be contained in a spaceship of a maximum 80 meters in diameter by 10 meters high, and they explained to me another technology that I never knew before, and still do not quite understand how it works. He told me that everything is on another plane, linked to that ship, and the whole interior of the ship is like a permanent portal. That is, when you're in those rooms, corridors or in the salons, you're not really on the ship, you are in a reserved space parallel to that ship, but that is an integral part of ship. Weird. This fantastic technology provides a great environment in a small space. Like magic. They call spatial realignment. The program that controls it all works in real time, and it's like you pass from one environment to another without changing neither the luminosity nor the temperature. There is no visible central supercomputer. Everything is programmed in the ship's molecular structure. The structure controls the internal environment, the fields of force, mobility and maneuverability of the ship, etc. Can you imagine a technology like this? The engineer told me calmly that this technology of spatial realignment is new to them, has little more than 500 years of ours, but only in recent decades has been adapted for service spacecraft. I asked if the ship had an accident, what would happen with this technology? How would be the aspect of the ship? To which he replied, well, if the ship for any reason be out of operation, it will be like an empty shell, nothing and no crew will be seen inside. Can you guys imagine how small I felt with the simplicity of him with respect to technologies that we will take many thousands of years to achieve? So I asked why the elites of my planet try to steal alien technology if they do not have the ability to copy it? To which he replied, they do not seek advanced technologies, they seek for ancient technologies, which are liable to be better understood by your scientists. A ship like ours does not matter to them. But yes, ships that fell 1,000 years or more ago containing technologies more conventional, which would allow a re-engineering at some of the key functional or structural details. From this explanation it became much clearer in my head about the great efforts of the elites in wanting to get hold of these old ships and artifacts, ancient wreckages on the moon, and even the Black Knight. At this point Mithy made me a sign that it was time to go and said goodbye to everyone, very friendly people. I apologized for the intrusion at their affairs, and went into the room where I arrived on the ship, and before I perceive I was back to where I was, saying goodbye to Mithy, and thanking him for the initiative he had for me. The only conclusion that I could get in this opportunity is that we are still so far behind that it hurts to think about it. I hope this will give a brief idea to you about what we really are yet. Cheers. Captain Billet, February 2014, Video 114, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, A Video 114, A March 24, 2014. Friends, I had things to do from here, but returned. About the planet, as I said earlier, the Pacific Ring of Fire will show signs of overload clockwise. Observe this factor. This was the long-awaited moment in the Elite TMS agenda to merge natural emergencies with pre-established plans for your people. The time is coming. Thy nuclear plants should have been decommissioned a year ago but were not purposely. Several accidents may happen or be forged to cause turmoil in populations. As some of you may know, I had instructions not to disclose information about localized events, as this could cause some kind of social reaction and we have no license to act as prophets. But many of you have the ability to understand a few things between the lines of our conversations, and take your conclusions. Yes, the final moments of testing viability of your societies are coming up quickly. I imagine most of you are managing to feel the tension in the atmosphere, the feeling that something might happen imminent. Well, almost everything that gets through 2014, good or bad, may continue in the coming years. Mithy, are you able to locate our aircraft which may have suffered some kind of accident? We could find if we had the details of the fact, but we cannot engage directly with the random events. There are thousands of flights of your aircraft, daily, and we do not monitor the activities of each of them, whether because it is not our business. So the only thing I can say for sure is that there was no abduction of that aircraft by any alien race, because this activity is being monitored by Pleiadians and nothing is removed from the planet without being catalogued by them. This event is most likely a result of some of your political dissent groups to create expectations or delete any unilateral threat. And no, there will be no alien invasion, or Nephilim, or Greys. There will be races supporting their ancestral colonies, nothing more. As I've said before and long ago, Russia, China and the Middle East are a group that has never been integrated in the faction of elites who control the planet. Always been endured and considered as a second-class citizens. But the problem is that they armed themselves about the same time that your elites after the last world war, having simultaneous access to atomic weapons technologies developed by your scientists in Germany. The geopolitical behavior of your planet is heading towards a possible confrontation of these two factions, and second, all trends indicate Russians and Middle East take care of the West, and China will take care of Asia and Europe. I'm not giving dates, but as a scientist in this area, I say that these trends will take root in very little time, taking advantage of event, natural disasters and other scheduled disasters.